This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that agriculture remains the backbone of India's economy and a strategic pillar for the country's long-term development journey. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector.
आप सभी जानते हैं कृषि एग्रीकल्चर विश्वकर्मा ये सब हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था का मुख्य आधार है और इसी सोच के साथ हमारी सरकार ने कृषि सेक्टर को लगातार मजबूत किया है करीब 10 करोड़ किसानों को 4 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि मिली है.
The post-budget webinar focuses on promoting high-value agriculture by unlocking the potential of crops such as cashew, coconut, sandalwood, agarwood, almonds, walnuts and pine nuts. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh today emphasized that stable maritime growth is essential for the Global South. Delivering ministerial remarks on the second day of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, he underlined that India's decisions are guided by national interests and are not aligned with any single bloc.
India-Middle East-European Economic Corridor to promote connectivity and stability. Accommodation also defines India's engagement with major powers. With the United States, we share a vision for a free, open, inclusive and resilient Indo-Pacific. With Europe, cooperation rests on shared democratic values and pragmatic negotiations on trade and emerging technologies.
President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, today said the U.S. is doing many things without consultation with allies and partners, which was not the case earlier. Participating in the Author's Corner of Raisina Dialogue in Delhi, Finnish President Stubb said the U.S. is getting detached from the global West. He said the global North is therefore becoming the new ideological global West and stressed that in order for the global South to take the lead, there is a need to change the power structure of institutions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said this is the first time in Raisina Dialogue that the guest of honour participated in the Author's Corner. He also highlighted that the conflicts at present are defined by the binary of West and East, and the concept of the third, that is the Global South, matters a lot. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met Special Advisor to the Prime Minister of Japan, Sadamasa Uye. Ministry of External Affairs said they had a productive exchange of views on strengthening the defence technology and economic security pillars of the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. Delhi Airport has issued a travel advisory amid ongoing tensions in West Asia. In its advisory, the airport said westbound international flights may face delays or changes in schedule. Delhi Airport has asked passengers to check the latest updates. Meanwhile, IndiGo Airline has announced the extension of free waivers on cancellations. In a statement, IndiGo said full waiver on cancellations is being extended for travel to and from West Asia and Istanbul till the 31st of this month. IndiGo also noted that passengers can contact the customer contact centre at +91 124 617 3838 for additional support or clarification. The Israeli Air Force today struck Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters and 10 high-rise buildings containing military infrastructure in Lebanon. Israel said as part of the strikes, the headquarters of the Executive Council and a warehouse carrying unmanned aerial vehicles were struck, which Iran-backed Hezbollah uses in attacks towards Israel. Earlier today, Israel announced that it killed Hezbollah commander Zayed Ali Juma in Beirut. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.7% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 617 points to 79,398, while the Nifty lost 169 points to 24,597 when reports last came in. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen will face China's sixth seed Li Shifang in the last eight clash tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.